Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in Daniel chapter 2, verse 45 of the stone cut out without hands. This is part of our expository study of the book of Daniel, and it is important to understand exactly who this stone is, not only in order to understand the meaning of our text, but also to avoid the error of postmillennialism, which pretends that the church will fill the world and usher in the kingdom, when the Bible says quite the opposite, as we head into apostasy in these last days and a time at the moment after the rapture when there is no church on planet Earth and the stone returns at the end of the 70th week of Daniel to destroy the world system and to establish his throne over the earth in Jerusalem. As you listen, you may want to send a comment, question, or even a prayer request. You can send those to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or send your letter to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. You can send that again to bbbfohio@yahoo.com or P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. And now we begin our study of Daniel chapter 2, verse 45, titled "The Stone Cut Out Without Hands." This is part one of two.
All right, let's open with a word of prayer and then we get into our Bible study. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time in your word. And we are thankful for those who are here. And I know there's a few that said they'll be here late. We just pray, Lord, you give them safety as they come in. Lord, we love this book. As James says, to receive the engrafted word which is able to save our souls. And it's because of this book that we know anything about you and that we know about Jesus. And I just pray, Lord, that if nothing else, we try to do so many things for folks here. We want to have a fellowship that is based in love, a shared, spirit-filled life, and all that. But the most important thing is that we help everyone who attends here and everyone watching online or listening on the radio to fall in love with this book. And by falling in love with this book, they'll fall in love with Jesus even more and more and more every day until we finally see him face to face. And so if we can accomplish that tonight, just helping people along that path, then we will have a mission accomplished. But we will only do it with your help, by the help of your Spirit. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Daniel 2:45, the stone cut out without hands. The last study, we mentioned this as we came to the end of the dream. Daniel gave the dream and gave an interpretation of the dream. We discussed all that. And we mentioned the stone cut out without hands, but it's not something that you should just jump over and skip over. It's a really important thing to understand. So by way of introduction, in our previous study, we mentioned the stone in the dream. And in this study, we will look more closely at the stone. But let's begin by reading Daniel chapter 2, verse 45. Now you can either read in your own Bible or read along right here. Read with me. "For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, and the gold, the great God hath made known to the king what shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and interpretation thereof sure." Now, I have mentioned, keep an eye, I might walk around a little bit up here, so you might have to do a little work back there, Johnny, but we'll just give you another slab of pizza as payment. Oh, well, next time. So let's start by going back to my own drawing of the image of Daniel 2. This was originally shown in 2011. We did a study, what's that been, 6 years ago, we did a study through the book of Daniel. But I went kind of fast. You know, I was afraid the rapture was going to happen. But so this is my handiwork here. Yeah. Yeah. See, the kids made fun of me. Yeah, that's what they made fun of me. The feet don't look proportionate, is what they said.
But did you say Kayla drew that?
No, I did.
Oh.
You can tell. See, prophet has no honor amongst his own family.
The head's pretty good, actually. No, go back to the head.
We'll post a picture of your head.
That is a good head.
Thank you.
I like your mustache.
If you do the bottom, you'd be pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's supposed to be a beard, too. So, get that planted in your brain. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands. The stone is one of those places where it doesn't make sense to the original reading when you first read it. The first time you sit down and read the book of Daniel, you'll see that. And it's one of those things, it's not obvious. But how do you come up with answers when you need an answer from the Bible? What's the best commentary for the Bible?
The Bible?
The Bible. As we say, Scripture with Scripture. You can run the references. Now, if you do a reference on the word stone, you'll find that there's a lot of references that have nothing to do with this. So you have it's a lot of work. Work. Should I say that? It's a four-letter word. But the Awana theme verse is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A what?
Workman
that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So that means, how many of you heard people say, well, I don't like to read the Bible. I'm just being honest. It's so much work. Yeah. That's what God said it was going to be. You're to be a workman. But you know, it's so satisfying. How many of you ever grow anything legal, by the way? How many? Yeah, you put your hand down. I was like, what? Mariah posted this little meme on Facebook. Said something about growing tomatoes is one of the only things you ever spend hundreds of dollars and 3 months of your life doing to save $2.47 for tomatoes. Yeah, and I think you might save a little more of that, and be a little exaggeration. But it kind of is when you grow your own stuff at your house. You're not really doing it to save money. But Jenny and I were talking. If there's a Great Depression, you'll want to know how to do that, and you'll be glad that you. So it's kind of like now's the time to kind of hone your skills so that you can do that. Well, the reward you get from growing something is amazing. I remember the first time I grew my own tomatoes. I was so proud. I know that's a sin, but I was. And I took my tomato home to Mom, the best one I had. And she said, oh, that's nice. I'll put it right over here with the one your dad grew, which is about this big. So it's kind of my bubble. But the satisfaction is amazing. And really, work is, if you take pride in what you're doing and you can do something to do it well, and it's pride is one of those things where it's not necessarily a sin. The question is what kind of pride you got. What are you proud of? What is the direction and the purpose behind your pride? Taking a little pride in that sense is not a bad thing. And so there's nothing wrong with it. It is wrong if you brag about it, but there's nothing wrong with taking a little pride in Bible study. Now, if you come here to church and just start bragging, I studied the Bible for 16 hours yesterday, and you wouldn't believe how much I learned. I know more than anybody in this room now. You know, that would be wrong. I've actually heard people talk like that. But there's something about sitting down doing a search on the word stone, and you just start to see all these things. And there's times you're like, well, that really doesn't have anything to do with it. Oh, that's interesting. That doesn't. Ooh, what's this? Especially when you come to Isaiah. And you find out as you do this word study, the stone is who?
Jesus.
The stone is Jesus. I want to share with you. I'm from Southern Ohio. Some of you knew that. And down in Southern Ohio, we listen to a lot of Southern gospel. And this song was a song that actually, I had not really studied Daniel. It was early on in my walk. And I heard this song and it drew me to go in and study. And that's this little song by the Spencers. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I want you to listen to a little bit of it. Try it again. How many of you heard that before? One?
I probably have.
Wow, I thought there'd be at least a few of you to play it. Hear that? Of the mountain, Lord. I'll have to sing it. Jenny, find the chords of that. She's my jukebox. She plays and I sing. Judah of the mountain, Lord, and down the kingdoms of this world, oh Lord. Now, I'll have Stephen will be this guy here. All right, that's not that. I love that song, so I just thought I'd share a little bit of it. Because, you know, there's a lot of songs that are out there that aren't biblical. So be careful. Jesus identifies himself as the stone. Did you know that? You do a word study on it. You open your Bible and start looking up the references to stone. You'll see Jesus in Matthew 21, 43 and 44. And by the way, most of these tonight I'm going to have on the screen. But you write them down and go back and highlight them in your Bible. Make notes. And we want to take particular attention to verse 44 when we're studying this. Jesus identifies himself. Beginning verse 43, he says, "And he beheld them and said, What is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner." Now read 44 with me. "And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, but on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder." You see the connection? Yeah. The stone in Daniel 2:45 comes down and destroys the kingdom of man, the kingdom of Antichrist, the iron and clay. And Jesus is identifying himself as that stone. That gets you excited when you think about it. That's what's amazing because, you know, what you're seeing going on in current events right now, some of you hopefully are aware of the Muslim attacks in England. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to do anything about it. The governments don't want to go after them. They don't want to even say, like Obama, you remember Obama wouldn't even say Islamic terrorism. Why? It's because their drive is not, the purpose of government is to protect its people. They're not motivated by that.
Amen.
Their motivation, now listen, this is going to sound radical, but it's true. Their motivation is based on the fact that they are driven by the spirit of Antichrist.
That's right.
And they're all about world government. A one world government. And if you will just listen, when you hear these news reports, and be very careful what you're watching. But if we'll turn on the news whenever something big happens, because when you get to live, you're usually getting some pretty good information. It's later when they report on it, you're like, that ain't what happened. You know what I mean? How many of you have seen things on the news and then the next day, they change it? You remember 9/11? 9/11, there was all these things where the eyewitnesses were saying what happened. 2-3 days later, they scrubbed all of it and pretended that those people never said those things. Like in the one Building 7 that should not have come down, wasn't hit by a plane, didn't even have jet fuel on it. Somehow it comes down at free fall, which is scientifically impossible. They had people saying, we kept hearing explosions. Why are you hearing explosions in a building that wasn't even hit? And they scrubbed those reports because they're not telling you the truth. And so what I preach on that, I try to emphasize that a lot whenever you're watching the news. Be very careful about what you're hearing, because they are driven. I say they, of course there's some exceptions, but the rule is they, whoever it is you're watching on mainstream news, they would not have got that job in the first place if they weren't part of the system. One world government. Well, that's all part of it. That's all part of it. And so when you listen to the news, if you're listening with discernment, there'll be times where you'll stop. Jenny will tell you, there's times we're watching the news. And I'll just, now we can pause it. We've got the thing where we can pause it, even though it's live. And I'll stop and I said, did you hear that? I mean, it's so blatant. And I'll rewind it and listen to it again. You can't believe that they're just blatantly telling you flat out now. They don't even hide it now. They want the end of the Constitution of this country, folks.
That's right.
The news media are in, and most of the news media, you talk about Dan Rather, you know, I'm talking about the people I'm familiar with. I don't even know the names of the guys on ABC, NBC, CBS right now. I couldn't even tell you the names. I don't waste my time watching it. CNN, I know there's that queer, Anderson Cooper. And then there's the black guy, Don Lemon, who's a complete farce. And then you got, Lemon. He's a lemon. It's a good name for him. And I there's a few on CNN I could name, not very many. Couple, maybe. Anyway, look those guys up. You'll find out they belong to the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commissions and came out of the Skull and Bones. All these organizations, they're a part of the one world system. And their goal is a one world government. So they're not going to do what it takes to protect you and your families. They're going to do what it takes to bring all the world together in a world government system. And you know what's going to happen? I hope somebody from the United Nations watching right now or sees it later. What Jesus Christ is going to do to what you're doing right now is destroy it.
Amen.
He is the stone and he's going to smash it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
And here's another thing I found interesting. This wasn't from just Bible study. This is sitting down praying about it. I was just praying about this message, and I thought, I'd never thought about this connection before. Isn't it interesting that Satan would lead men to make their false idols out of wood, which is what Jesus died on the cross, and stone, which is what Jesus is, the stone. Satan is always counterfeiting the real thing. Satan is always counterfeiting Jesus. Satan's always counterfeiting. You got, I don't want to jump ahead. I'm going to show you something in a minute. Think about it. Jesus died on a cross, wood, and most of the idols you'll ever see are carved pieces of wood, and then they'll paint over it with a layer of silver or gold, but it's wood. Or they'll take marble or limestone or something like that and carve that into an idol. Wooden stone. Jesus died on a wooden cross and he is the stone. Ain't that amazing? In Jeremiah 2:27, I love this. This is how Jeremiah describes all the people praying to statues, offering incense, maybe even offering sacrifices. Read that with me. Saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth. Just stop there. Are you getting what you're reading? I mean, think about it. They're saying to a stock, that's a piece of wood. That's like walking over to this paneling saying, hello, Father. Good to see you today. You're looking well. Huh?
Revolution.
It's panel. It's got to be partial wood, at least. Okay, talk to the pew. You're sitting on your father.
Yep. Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, Dad, you've got a little paint on you. He's making fun of him. People get on to me. They'll write me letters. They say, you know what? You shouldn't really say. It's like you're making fun of people. Yes, I am.
Amen.
I do. I don't think you should give honor and respect to things like homosexuality
Amen.
And gay marriage.
Amen.
No respect for that at all.
Amen.
It is an abomination to God. Amen. You want to show respect for people who have an XY chromosome and run around calling themselves Miss or Mrs.?
Mistake.
Amen. You're mean.
This is just like an ocean, right?
Yes. Yeah, amen. All right, pick up where we left off. For they have turned their back unto me and not their face. Oh, wait, stop there. Does anything come to mind? You ever seen a Muslim pray? They put their butt in the air. They have turned their back unto me and not their face. They face plant in the sand and their butts in the air. And you know what they're facing?
No.
They're facing a little stone over Mecca that they worship. Did you hear what I said? A stone. Jesus is the stone and he don't live in Mecca.
Amen.
But Islam has a little black stone in their little Kaaba, or whatever they call that thing. It's a little square box. They will go around and around when they do the Hajj and all that. But you know, they have the thing that looks like a woman's female part, and they stuck that thing in there, and the men all go up and want to touch it. You don't think Islam's a sex cult? Their founder was a sex pervert.
Amen.
He raped a little 9-year-old little girl and called her his wife, and raped all the little slave girls he could get his hands on. And he sets up his religion where the little black rock they worship is stuck into a little female part so the men can touch it. I'm sorry, I know that might offend somebody, but that's reality.
Amen.
I was talking to Brother Byron over in Indiana about the fact that one of the things that the false religions and the sodomites and the pedophiles all have going for them is that most people are too holy to actually look at what they do. And I say that in quotes, holy. People don't realize what they're messing with and how wicked and evil these people are, because when they start to read on it or listen or watch something, it gets so ugly they turn it off. And so they go through life thinking they know their enemy. They don't know their enemy. They don't realize just how ugly and nasty this stuff gets. Most people who they tell you they know Muhammad's the false prophet of Islam, but that's as far as it goes. They don't know about all the rape, the genocide. They completely wiped out a tribe of Jews and took their women and turned them into sex slaves. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to know it. And that's why they win. Because all most Americans see of the sodomites, for example, is what they saw on Will and Grace. And the Friends and all the 90s shows that popularized it. And their friends, they only see so much of that. And then their friends go behind closed doors and go off to their parties and things, and they don't see that.
They think it's cute.
It's cute. Yeah. Oh, and they're actually very sweet, Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sweet. And because of Friends and those shows, most of the American girls have a queer friend. Why? Because that's how you're supposed to do it. That's what they showed you on TV, and you're all a bunch of dumb sheep.
Right.
Oh, I'm a girl, and I'm supposed to have a queer friend. Or what do they call them? Gay friend?
Gay best friend.
Oh, I'm going to do what I see them doing on TV. That's the mind of the American right now. Why do men who aren't even professing to be gay walk around in skinny jeans?
That's right.
Because I went to the movies and that guy on the screen had him on and all the girls thought he was cute. Okay, I'll stop with that. Look at this. Idolatry isn't just wrong. It is of the spirit of Antichrist.
Amen.
It's not just wrong. It is of the spirit of Antichrist. Here's some examples. The Catholics call him Pope John Paul II. His real name is Karol Joseph Wojtyla. He died at his funeral, committed his soul to that demon, that devil. I'm telling you, when he died, his last will and testament was to commit his soul to a devil instead of to Jesus Christ. Here's another example. Pope Benedict XVI, his real name is Joseph Aloysius Ratzinger. And he was the head of what used to be called the Inquisition before he became Pope. And they would kill you for preaching what I'm preaching tonight. And there's another example. Pope Francis. His real name is George Mario Bergoglio. And I think it's pronounced Jorge Mario Bergoglio. Was it Brazil or Argentina he's from? He came from Argentina, I think it was, wasn't it? Where he's been for years. Argentina has the highest rate of priest rape of children in the world. And they award the big guy from Argentina with the papal crown. Yeah, he's a Jesuit. You'll learn more about that in due time. Now here's Roman Catholics not worshiping Mary. Because they say they don't worship her. You talk to Catholics, they say, we don't worship Mary. You pray to her. Well, yeah, but that's not really worship. That's the kind of thing you'll get. Yeah. All bowing down, looking up at that stone idol, which the Bible says there's a devil behind every one of them.
That's right.
And one more example. And if I remember right, this is in Ohio. If I remember right, that came from a sister in Ohio. No, it's up there. If this isn't it, it's near Bell Fountain. There's a big Mary statue that people go and worship. And if you want to see one closer, go to Plain City. Plain City's got one that. It's right there off of the main street. You'll see people over there doing the rosary and everything. Well, then there's St. Michael's has a grove. Yeah. You have to look back a little ways. The girls used to walk down there and look over and see it. Oh, yeah, right in front of the church is a statue of what they say is supposed to be Michael the Archangel, but it's not. It's got no belly button. In reptilian skin, like lizard skin on it. How many of you didn't know this? Jesus is not made of stone.
Amen.
Jesus made the stones.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus made the stones. John 1:1-2 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.